Fall Tip 27. Football is life. You're running the table with Rick.
Hello, I am C-3PO, Human Cyborg Relations, and you are listening to Rick Thomas.
What's up, creeps? This is Sully from Godsmack, and you are tuned into Rick.
It's that time. You already know. It's time to run the table with Rick.
Hey, what's happening? My name is Rick Thomas, and if you thought today, of all days, was going to get past you without having ran the table, I got to tell you, in the words of Judas Priest, you got another thing coming. Because by all means, I hope you are prepared. I hope you are ready, because we are definitely going to run the table. Oh, man, is it going down in Hotlanta right now. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the New England Patriots, who roll into town with an aging quarterback who's already got enough rings to cover all of his fingers on one hand. I'm talking about more rings than 28 NFL franchises. He's got them on one hand. I'm talking about a quarterback who's been a huge part of the New England Patriots' 10 division titles run. The New England Patriots coming to you straight out of the heart of Boston with an overall postseason win title that's pushing 35-36. That's crazy. Who will they be facing? How about a franchise that can trace its roots all the way back to Cleveland? No, I am absolutely not kidding. An Ohio attorney by the name of Homer Marshman founded the Cleveland Rams in 1936. By 1937, they had become a member of the National Football League. June of 1941, the Rams, purchased by Dan Reeves and Fred Levy Jr. Reeves, who was an heir to his family's grocery chain business, which had been purchased by Safeway. The Rams would have to temporarily suspend play altogether in the mid-1940s due to World War II. However, in 1946, Reeves threatens to pull the entire franchise right out of the National Football League after being denied permission from the league to move the Rams to Los Angeles. Eventually, a settlement was reached and Reeves packed up and headed to Los Angeles with the Los Angeles Rams, making the NFL the first ever coast-to-coast professional sports franchise in the United States. Now, have the Los Angeles Rams had a history with amazing players? Oh, you better believe it. Names like Rosie Grier, Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones, Lamar Lundy, a legendary coaching staff headed by George Allen. How about Roman Gabriel? Does that ring a bell? In the early 70s, Chuck Knox was racking up division titles. Guys like Jack Youngblood, Fred Dreyer, Jack Reynolds, Lawrence McCutcheon, Charlie Cowan, Jack Snow. 1977, the Rams actually acquired the services of none other than Joe Namath. Now, there's no question Joe Namath loved to play the game of football, but his body was saying, we're done. Joe played 3 games with the Rams and retired. But the fact still remains, at one point in his life, Joe Namath was a Los Angeles Ram. In 1979, the Los Angeles Rams make their first Super Bowl appearance. They did so by knocking off the heavily favored Dallas Cowboys, who were the defending NFC champions. Nobody thought this was going to happen. Everybody was picking America's team. Vince Ferragamo, remember that name? Vince Ferragamo and the Los Angeles Rams said, America's team or not, get the hell out of our way. We're going to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately for the Rams, they would run into the Steel Curtain defense. You already know I'm talking about a Terry Bradshaw-led Pittsburgh Steelers team that in the late 70s were flat-out terrifying. The Steelers owned the Rams 31-19 in the Rams' first Super Bowl appearance. But hey, if you're a Los Angeles Rams fan at that time, you have to look at it from the angle of, hey, we got there, which means we know we can get there again, right? By 1983, the LA Rams had hired head coach John Robinson and were on the cusp of beginning the Eric Dickerson era of the Los Angeles Rams. Eric Dickerson, of course, one of the greatest running backs the game has ever seen. By the mid-90s, the Los Angeles Rams relocate to St. Louis. And in 1997, what do? They hire Dick Vermeil as their head coach. 1999, Trent Green, starting quarterback for the then St. Louis Rams, goes down due to injury, and the football is handed to a cat by the name of Kurt Warner, who was undrafted as a free agent and one time took snaps for the Iowa Barnstormers of the Arena Football League. Now he's being asked to take over the helm at quarterback for the St. Louis Rams. And how did he react? He put his nose to the grindstone and said, let's play football, and he did so at a very high level, leading the St. Louis Rams all the way into Super Bowl 34, where they defeated the Tennessee Titans. By 2016, the Rams, getting homesick, moved back to Los Angeles where they reside today and are set to partake in Super Bowl 53. This is a franchise that has a very proud history. Names like Marshall Faulk, as I mentioned before, Eric Dickerson, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Norm Van Brocklin, Orlando Pace, Kevin Green. How about Elroy Hirsch? Want to bring it back to 2019? How about Aaron Donald, Todd Gurley, Jared Goff, who, by the way, at age 24, doesn't remember February of 2002, which is when these two teams actually met before in the Super Bowl. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Hotlanta. That's where it's all going down today. Super Bowl 53 with kickoff slated for right around 6:30 Eastern Standard. First Super Bowl ever in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Third Super Bowl ever in Atlanta. The New England Patriots making their 11th appearance. That's a Super Bowl record, by the way. Only the third team to go to three straight Super Bowls. For Los Angeles, this will be their fourth overall Super Bowl appearance. First since their confrontation with New England in 2002. New England wins today. Tom Brady becomes the oldest quarterback in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. He would take that record from Peyton Manning. Sean McVay clutching the clipboard on the sidelines for the Los Angeles Rams. He's 33 years old. Think about that for a second. Man, when I was 33, I was trying to figure out what the hell I was going to do with my life. As a matter of fact, I still kind of am, but I was really trying to do so at age 33. This guy's calling the shots for the Los Angeles Rams on Super Bowl Sunday at age 33. Now, here's something crazy. Bill Belichick, exactly twice the age of Sean McVay. Bill Belichick, 66 years old. That 33-year gap between ages of head coaches, that's a Super Bowl record, by the way. If the Rams win, Sean McVay would be the youngest head coach to win a Super Bowl. Now, I'm going to make my pick on this game. Before I do so, keep this in mind. The Patriots have never scored a touchdown in the opening quarter of any Super Bowl Bill Belichick's been a part of. The Rams, by the way, rolling in today with their blue and yellow throwback jerseys. I think that's kind of cool. Who's singing the national anthem today? How about Gladys Knight? Doesn't get any better than that, right? Cost of a 30-second commercial? How about 5.25 million big ones? All right, let's make this pick for Super Bowl 53. Now, going in, I'm going to say first off and foremost, betting against Tom Brady in a big game, that is absolutely a dangerous undertaking. Say what you want about New England. Love them, hate them, something in between, doesn't matter. Their collection of hardware speaks for itself. This is a football team that just knows how to win big games. Now, you can make the argument that Kansas City was a victim of the horrifically bad roughing the passer call, but at the end of the day, the fact of the matter still remains. Kansas City simply couldn't stop Tom Brady when they needed to. They had opportunities to do so. They just simply couldn't do it. Not to mention they lined up in the neutral zone, giving Tom Brady an extra set of downs. That's just suicidal. Now, I know, Kansas City fans up in arms over the overtime situation. The coin flip, the first touchdown scores, wins rule. But here's the thing. Everybody plays under that rule. That rule was in place before the first snap of that football game. I didn't hear Kansas City Chiefs fans upset about it before the game started. You can't play somebody in a game of pool, watch them run eight balls off the break, and then turn around and tell them they have to bank the eight. That's not how it works. Am I in love with, am I enamored with those overtime rules? No, but they are the rules. Again, everybody plays under them. There was nothing unfair about that. At the end of the day, Kansas City could not stop Tom Brady. Now, don't think that I'm not going to talk about the shenanigans in New Orleans. I get it. New Orleans Saints fans have a legitimate gripe in the sense that that was a bad call. That was a missed call. Referees are human. They're going to make mistakes. Now, I get it. That was a big mistake. But if you're a Rams fan, you can also bring up the fact that Jared Goff should have been the recipient of an obvious face mask call. He was not. It was totally missed. It would have given the Rams a first and goal in the midst of the fourth quarter, which surely would have resulted in a touchdown. None of that happened. Look, all I'm saying is I believe that official when he said he thought the ball was tipped at the line. He was wrong. He was totally wrong. But I really don't blame an official for being human. I blame the rule book for not allowing these guys to review plays like that. They need to be able to review those kinds of plays. Had they been able to review that, the New Orleans Saints would be in this Super Bowl. I have no doubt. Now, all of that being said, my pick for this year's Super Bowl, I'm going to get out there on a limb and I'm going to say it's time for a changing of the guard. I think the Los Angeles Rams win Super Bowl 53. Why do I think that? I don't think the New England Patriots are going to shut them down like they did Kansas City in the first half. And I think that's going to make a huge difference. Had Kansas City been able to put any offensive schemes together in the first half of that football game against New England, they would be in the Super Bowl. I think the Los Angeles Rams will be able to consistently put points up in the first and second quarter. I like their chances as stupid as it may be to bet against Tom Brady in a big game, I just think times in the NFL, they are a-changing. And this year, it's the Los Angeles Rams' time to be Super Bowl champions. Now, am I guaranteeing that? Of course not. How the hell could I do that? I'm just telling you my thoughts. 316-768-1010 to text us. Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know if you have any questions, what you want me to talk about next, etc., etc. I can tell you we're on the verge of diving headfirst into NBA, college basketball, and Major League Baseball. Opening day cannot get here soon enough. Welcome to Super Bowl 53. Welcome to Super Bowl Sunday. My name is Rick Thomas, and the next time you look in the mirror, you will be looking directly at somebody who just ran the table.
From Monster Dunks, courtesy of Anthony Davis, to the Seattle Seahawks end zone celebrations. Get it all in one place. Running the Table with Rick.